Welcome to Gilded Garbage Can, the podcast dedicated to defogging the image that is San Francisco. Thank you for tuning in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, Podbean, and everywhere else fine podcasts are available. Listener shout out this episode goes to Chef. Chef is a colleague of mine who was looking for something new to listen to, and I mentioned this podcast and she was all over it. And I am most appreciative of that. Thank you, Chef, and welcome to Gilded Garbage Can. You have great taste in podcasts. I went to the Van Gogh exhibit recently, just last week, as a matter of fact. This is the immersive Van Gogh exhibit, the one where they surround you with beautiful images of his work, and you get to hear music, and you get to sit in a room that is adequately socially distanced. It's quite amazing, and I highly recommend the show. But this episode is not about the exhibit. This episode is about the Karens who were out and about the day that I went to see this show. I think Sunday might be Karen Day. It's also I don't know how to read day. I don't know how to use my phone day. And apparently it's also I bought something, but I don't remember what I bought, or I don't realize what I bought, or I didn't pay attention to what I bought day. Whatever day it is, it's ridiculous to say the least. Some of the conversations that were going on as I was waiting to get into the show were just too much. I'll explain. There were a few levels of tickets one can buy to see this show. I bought the premium ticket, which isn't as good as the VIP ticket, but is just above the general ticket. Regardless of what level ticket you buy, you are instructed to show up at a certain time, actually 20 minutes before that time, so the venue can control the number of people going in and out. It's all very straightforward. My designated entry time was 2 p.m., so I showed up at 1:40, saw a line had formed at the entry, and went to the back of that line and waited. A representative from the show walked the line, checked tickets, and was very pleasant. As a person who carefully reads his tickets and understands what he buys, the experience was exactly as I'd expected. I ended up walking in around 2:15 and spent 45 minutes or so enjoying the show. For people with VIP tickets, there is an additional instruction. The ticket says, if you are a VIP ticket holder, please inform someone at the entry and you'll be moved to the front of the queue. This is important. Remember it. As I was waiting in line, and it was very clear where the line was because as you approached the building, all you could see was a line. And all you could see was a line of wonderful people, most of whom were holding their phones, presumably to read their tickets, to make sure that they were there at the right time. But there were those people, and you know who those people are, those San Francisco people, those San Francisco Karens who descended upon us. They are there to figure out the best way to cut the line. Take Karen number one. She walks up to the guy at the door and asks, "Oh, is that the line?" pointing at us plebes who are, in her mind, beneath her. Of course the guy said, "Yeah, that's the line." Karen said, "Well, are you sure I have to stand in the line?" Guy said, "Well, I don't know. Do you have a VIP ticket?" Karen said, "Well, I don't know. Do I have a VIP ticket?" Guy said, "Well, I don't know. What did you buy?" Karen said, "I don't know. What did I buy?" So she was answering all of his questions with questions and just wasting his time. Meanwhile, I'm muttering under my breath all kinds of, you know, complimentary statements, not, and this just goes on and on for a few minutes. Finally, Guy says, "Well, let me see your ticket." Now, he should have just said that in the first place, so shame on him for that. "No, ma'am, you don't have a VIP ticket. You just have a regular ticket, so you need to get in the line." Karen replies, "Oh, shoot. Okay, are you sure? Are you sure? Because I thought I bought a VIP ticket." I'm thinking, well, no, you'd know if you had a VIP ticket because it would say VIP ticket. The people that are in line for the designated time either bought a regular ticket or a premium ticket, and the premium ticket didn't get you much more than the regular ticket, except you got a silk sunflower, which was kind of nice. But honestly, it didn't really matter whether you got the premium or the regular. You got to stand in line. and the experience is the same no matter what. VIP just means you get to cut the line. Maybe you get an extra sunflower. I don't know. Anyway, Karen number one did not know, did not realize she had not bought a VIP ticket. And all I'm thinking to myself is, Karen, regret is not going to get you in the door, so you go to the back of the line and wait with everyone else. Another Karen comes up with her husband and a bunch of teenagers in tow. Maybe they were her kids or grandchildren. I don't know. She also had someone with her who was in a wheelchair. I knew exactly what was about to happen. I do want to go on record with this. If you are in a wheelchair, you should get some sort of accommodation, but that accommodation should apply to you and maybe the person who is escorting you to the event, if applicable. But oh no, Karen number two has bigger plans. She comes up and says, "Well, you're not going to make me stand in that long line, are you?" She doesn't say hello or how are you. She just says right to the guy, "You're not going to make me stand in that long line, are you?" Guy replies, "Well, let me see your ticket." I was proud of him for jumping right to that question because he wasted a lot of time with Karen number one, and I really wanted to get inside and see the exhibit. So she shows the ticket. Of course, she does not have a premium ticket, nor does she have a VIP ticket. She just has a regular ticket, so she's got to stay in line. Karen number two, "Well, I'm with someone here who's handicapped, and I think I should be able to be let in now." I'm thinking, let your relative in the wheelchair in, but why should you get in early? Why should you benefit from the circumstances of your relative? And moreover, what about your husband and your kids? They can totally stand in line. In fact, why don't you leave your relative at the front? We'll take good care of them. Then you go to the back of the line, and when you get to the front, you can all go in together. But no, she had to speak to a manager, and she raises a big fuss, so of course they let her in. There were countless other Karens coming up with questions about their tickets. Here's a fun exchange. Karen number three, "What time does my ticket allow me to get inside?" Guy, "It's printed on the ticket." Karen number three, "I thought I bought a 2 o'clock ticket." Guy, "Your ticket says 3 o'clock, so get in line at about 20 minutes to 3. Karen number three, "Oh, can't I go in now?" Guy, "No, your ticket says 3 to 4. Karen number three, "Oh, well, I thought I bought a 2 o'clock ticket." This goes on and on. It's amazing to me how many people think they do stuff, but they really didn't do that. And all I'm asking myself is, do any of you know how to read? Do any of you know how to purchase something? I mean, come on. Do you buy an airline ticket to Hawaii, and as you're getting off the plane in Honolulu, say, "Oh my gosh, I thought I bought a ticket to Acapulco"? Or do you go to a restaurant, you order the $40 quiche, in San Francisco anyway, but when the quiche arrives, you say, "I thought I ordered the $30 avocado toast"? I just don't understand it. After witnessing all this nonsense, I finally got to go inside, and I was happy, and it was a great show. But my goodness, if I were the person working at that door, I would probably take an ice pick to each of my ears so I would not have to hear the inane comments and the ridiculous questions that I get asked every day. Here's the thing. If you want to know what's on your ticket, read the ticket. It's super easy. If you see a line, it's safe to assume that everybody in that line has a ticket, and you're probably going to have to stand in the line. So instead of asking the guy at the door, why don't you just stand in line? Because if you had a VIP ticket, it would have said right on the top, the very first line, "When you arrive, let the people at the front know, and they will let you in first, but not before your designated entry time." By the way, the other unfortunate thing happening while I was waiting in line to get in was having to witness the filth and the trash that was all around the venue. The graffiti right over poor Vincent's face, the litter all over the sidewalk, the fact that they had us queue under a line where pigeons were perched, so if you were one of those lucky people, you might get a little bomb on your head. It was disgusting. I have some photos of that experience. I'm going to post them to the Gilded Garbage Can Instagram account, so go check that out and let me know what you think there. One more thing. I saw a lot of Karens, but There may have been some Kens there as well that I just didn't see, as they may have arrived before me or after me. One thing for sure in San Francisco is there are plenty of Kens and Karens making people miserable. In full disclosure, I don't even know if they call male Karens Kens. It seems right to me, but I'm not entirely sure. What do you think? How do you feel about Karens, Kens, lines, reading tickets? Leave me a comment at gildedgarbagecan.com. Check us out on Instagram. Search for and follow Gilded Garbage Can, all one word, for those images that are worth a thousand words. Head over to the Gilded Garbage Can store, where you'll find GGC-branded masks, t-shirts, notebooks, mouse pads, and a whole lot more. It isn't Van Gogh, but it does support the podcast. Visit Zazzle.com and search for Gilded Garbage Can and buy something. Never miss an episode. Subscribe to Gilded Garbage Can on Apple Podcasts to get new episodes as they become available. Have a great rest of your weekend. Check out the immersive Van Gogh exhibit, and may your experience be Karen or Ken free. Until next time.